This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Russian commander of a militia that conducted a raid on a Russian border region this week said on Wednesday his group would soon launch more incursions into Russian territory.
The operation is ongoing. This is how I should put it, to be honest. It definitely has various phases. So phase one, we consider it a successful phase. It's over now, but the operation is ongoing.
The leader, who described himself as the commander of the Russian Volunteer Corps, spoke to reporters on the Ukrainian side of the border with Russia a day after Moscow said it had repelled the raid on the Belgorod region. The Wagner militia, which is aiding Russia in the war on Ukraine, says thousands of his troops have lost their lives, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Wagner's chief says his force has lost more than 20,000 soldiers in the drawn-out battle for Bakhmut, with about 20% of the 50,000 Russian convicts he recruited to fight in the 15-month war dying in the eastern Ukrainian city. The figures in stark contrast with claims from Moscow that it's lost just over 6,000 troops in the war. The Ukrainian general staff says that heavy fighting is continuing inside Bakhmut, days after Russia said it's completely captured the devastated city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Negotiators for Democratic U.S. President Joe Biden and top Congressional Republican Kevin McCarthy reconvened at the White House on Wednesday to try to close a deal to raise the United States debt ceiling and avoid a catastrophic default. Time is running short as the Treasury Department has warned the federal government could be unable to pay all its bills as soon as June 1st, just 8 days away. This is VOA News. How could a default on the U.S. debt ceiling affect regular Americans? The Treasury Department could start missing its obligations as early as June 1st and could trigger a Wall Street meltdown of historic proportions. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda explains.
But even if Treasury continues to pay bondholders on time, experts say the political dysfunction would also sow distrust in America's economy. The first to get hit would likely be employees at doctors' offices, hospitals, and insurance companies. Why? Well, because on June 1st, they're due an estimated $47 billion in payments through Medicare, America's public health insurance program for older citizens. And because Medicare funds about a fifth of American health care, some doctors might not have money to pay staff and other bills.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. Israel is attempting to deepen its already close ties with many African countries by providing access to technology that can help Africa deal with its growing population. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The ties between Israel and Africa are politically valuable for Israel, which often faces criticism in international bodies like the UN. Ido Moed is the head of the Africa Department at the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Israel has diplomatic relations with 44 sub-Saharan countries. And of course, when it comes to the United Nations, every vote and every voice counts.
Israel is known for its large number of startups, and visiting African officials from countries like Senegal are interested in importing Israeli agricultural technology. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The French government plans to move homeless people out of Paris ahead of the 2024 Olympic Games in the capital, sparking criticism from some mayors of regional towns and villages which are expected to house them. From mid-March, the government began asking officials around France to create, quote, temporary regional accommodation facilities that can handle an outflux of homeless people from the capital, many of them migrants. Tina Turner, the American-born singer who left a hardscrabble farming community and abusive relationship to become one of the top recording artists of all time, died on Wednesday at the age of 83. She died peacefully after a long illness in her home near Zurich, Switzerland, her representative said. Turner began her career in the 1950s during the early years of rock and roll. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.